Attorney Mark Melton chairs the three-year-old Educate Dallas Political Action Committee, which has given thousands of dollars to reform-minded school board candidates, including trustee Mike Morath. Morath likes home rule, saying it would free DISD from some rules he says hurt the district, like not enough school days during the summer. The organization behind the home rule move, which is called Support Our Public Schools, is led by Wilton Hollins, a board member of Educate Dallas. But Melton says that doesn't mean his PAC supports this plan.
We were not involved in the process of forming that organization. Our input wasn't requested. And so we've recently been looking at this, trying to evaluate what home rule is, what options that it provides or doesn't provide, and whether it's a good idea.
Melton says it could be great or awful, but no one knows what a new charter would look like. One big worry is the potential elimination of elected school board members who could be replaced by appointed ones.
The thought of some kind of significant change there obviously causes us a lot of concern, and we would want to evaluate very closely what that proposal would be to see if it was really in the best interest of the kids of DISD, because ultimately that's the constituency that we all should be worried about.
Another big concern is timing. Melton points out that the Dallas School District is a billion-dollar-plus operation with 20,000 employees reaching more than 160,000 kids. Support Our Public Schools wants the required 5,000 signatures gathered by May or so, because a new charter must be written from scratch, okayed by the state, and readied for the November ballot by mid-August.
If I was going to run a business, you know, and in large part we represent the business community, and we were going to overhaul an organization the size of DISD, I don't think that we would find too many examples of overhauls that would happen in this short of a time frame.
Melton says people should be nervous about home rule without more information. He likes that improving Dallas schools may now be discussed citywide, but warns that a rush towards what could be a bad decision might end up harming the kids everyone wants to help. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.